Mr. Obama says America needs to break its addiction to foreign oil and cut the amount of carbon dioxide it produces. One way to do both is to use energy more efficiently. When gas and electricity prices are high, people do use less. But getting people to save energy will require more than just high prices, as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Social marketing is a fancy term for persuading people to do the right thing for society. Even government agencies are turning to social marketers to get people to use less energy, regardless of its price. Social marketing worked well for anti-smoking groups. The American Legacy Foundation used scare tactics on smokers in this television spot. It shows a busy city street, lots of speeding cars, and pedestrians getting run over.
Every day, 3,000 Americans start smoking. A third of them will die from it.
But move away from smoking or other harmful habits, and it gets harder to change what people do.
Fear sometimes works, but it doesn't usually work.
Meryl Shugall is president of the marketing firm Shugall Research. She says big oil isn't like big tobacco. After all, people actually need energy, and they don't see it as dangerous. Shugall surveys consumers, and she says many don't know where energy comes from or how using it affects the environment. And when experts try to explain, they can be wonky and confusing.
People are, they throw up their hands. They go, well, today it's a crisis, and tomorrow we don't have to worry about it. And they get mixed signals.
A mixed signal might be debate over how bad global warming could be, or whether ethanol fuel is really better for the environment than gasoline. Shugall says to get people to change their energy habits, you have to tell them how, over and over. One national program that has succeeded in convincing consumers to use less energy is the Environmental Protection Agency's Energy Star program. It certifies and labels the most efficient appliances, refrigerators, dishwashers, even whole houses. But it does more than that. Maria Vargas is an Energy Star director. She says information on kilowatt hours isn't quite enough to get consumers to commit.
People buy on emotion and they justify with the facts. And for a while, we were just so fact-driven. And I think we realized fairly early on that there has to be more to it than that.
To reach the heart, the Energy Star program also tells people their decisions can help protect the planet from environmental damage. But, Vargas adds, consumers also want to see some pocketbook advantages. I put that theory to the test at Appliance Land in Annapolis, Maryland, where store manager Jerry Walker roams down aisles of shiny new refrigerators.
If you compare this one, this is a non-Energy Star unit, so you're using about 479 kilowatts at about $51 a year, estimated.
$51 to operate a refrigerator per year.
Non-Energy Star.
Walker eventually finds an Energy Star refrigerator. It's bigger than the first one, and it runs cheaper.
It's 3 cubic foot larger capacity, but you can see there's a difference of about $8 over the course of a year.
And that really makes a difference to people.
It does. It really does.
And here's something else consumers want, to feel like they're intelligent. The group Alliance to Save Energy is trying to help consumers drive smarter. The Alliance's Roseanne Weissman says consumers told her they wanted tips on how to do that.
People wanted to be smart about their choices. They wanted to know more, and they wanted dollar signs attached to the tips so that they could make a determination for their own bottom line.
So that's how the Alliance designed this radio spot for their recent Drive Smarter Challenge campaign.
My baby's talking?
And what I want to talk about is your driving. Your jackrabbit starts are wasting gas.
He's backseat driving.
He's up on the highway, too. Every 10 miles per hour you go over 60, it's like paying 40 since more going. Ma, it's time for a change.
I'll drive smarter.
So, being smart, saving money, and helping the environment. And then, of course, you can always try to shame people into doing the right thing. Social marketer Meryl Shugall recalls one way recycling caught on.
What happened is your kids would come home from school and they learned about it in their science class and they would reprimand you.
There is one thing that social marketers are not likely to ask people to do, though. Sacrifice. Former President Jimmy Carter tried that. He put on a sweater and told Americans to lower the thermostat. It didn't work. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
We've got an example of social marketing that's funny from the Energy Star campaign at our website, npr.org.